When I was a kid, I couldn't wait to grow up. And I thought it would just be a simple matter of adding years onto my life. But when I got to be about the age of 12, I realized it was going to be a little more complicated than that. Because that's when I started noticing some of my friends' voices changing. And I started seeing sixth graders with mustaches. And then my voice started changing. And then I started have hair growing in places I never had hair. And as time went on, I got acne everywhere. I had growth spurts where I grew, one year in eighth grade, I grew 3 inches in 1 year. I had knee pain, stretch marks on my legs. And, being growing so fast, it just made one awkward and uncoordinated. And adding to this awkwardness was this new substance coursing through my veins. Man's old friend and nemesis, testosterone. Testosterone. It's what makes birds turn color and sing, okay? It's what makes otherwise peaceful animals like bunnies and deer fight, all right? It's what makes sheep bash their heads against each other. Testosterone, And for the rest of the animal kingdom, it's a seasonal thing, but for the human male, it's all the time. It's always there, right? And for an adolescent young male experiencing the first rush of testosterone, it's an exciting, exhilarating, bewildering, confusing experience, Girls that otherwise just had cooties, I didn't want anything to do with were interesting to look at. Their eyes and their smile and the way they walked and their curves and their hair. I was a sucker for hair. And all these visual cues combined with this substance in our veins creates within the young male an urge. And you all know what the urge is. It's the urge to do it. Now, being raised in a good conservative Christian family, that was a little buffer for me. It was a conscience. But I'm going to tell you, ladies out there, you would be mortified if you were to able to look into the brain of a young adolescent male. Ask any guy here. We've lived through it, okay? It's not a pretty place, okay? But, like I said, I was buffered by this good upbringing, but biology is biology, okay? And we are powerless to the effects of testosterone sometimes. I remember sitting in ninth grade English class at high school, okay? And my English teacher at the time was really fond of having people stand up and diagram sentences on the board or read passages from a play or whatever, right? And I remember sitting there, and there's this girl that I knew since third grade, right? And she came in, and occasionally she would come to school with this backless dress that she would wear, right? And it was just the top of her shoulders. Shoulders is all it was, okay? And I could see the back of her shoulders. I'd be sitting in class, and I'd look over and go, oh, look, she's wearing that dress over her shoulders, and her hair is on her shoulders, isn't it? Oh, no, no, no. No, 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 this can't be happening right here. It's not happening right here, no. I don't want this to happen. I cannot stand up right now. This is going to be way too embarrassing, okay? We're powerless to the effects of testosterone, I'm telling you, okay? Now, understand, I was growing up in the early 70s, okay? This was the time of miniskirts and knee-high leather boots and tight pants and free love, pre-AIDS. Everybody was doing it. Everybody was, except me. I had no clue what was going on, all right? I was bewildered about so many different things. Now, of course, we had the course that, everybody takes and the book that my mom gave me that explained all the nuts and bolts, but I never got a lot of things I really wanted to know about. Like, a French kiss. What's a French kiss differently than us? And then when I found it, it's like, what? You put your tongue in somebody's mouth? That's disgusting. Why would you even want to do that? And by the way, what the heck is a blowjob? What? I didn't get it. I just don't know, all right? Now, as I got older, those things kind of cleared up. And then when I got into high school, my friends' parents, they had Playboys and penthouses, which cleared up the whole anatomy issue, okay? But I still wasn't sure how the whole act was supposed to happen. I just didn't get it. And I got into college, and I had friends, and then I met some friends that were girls, and then I had a girlfriend, and then, as time went on, abstinence is all well and good, right? But it's biological, right? And the first time, now you women, you just got to be there, all right? But us guys, we have this vision of what we got to do and how it's, and it never turns out that way. It's just a frantic, it's like a car wreck. You know, there's bodies and limbs and frantic, and it's just a mess, right? Literally, it's a mess, okay? And you always think it should be a certain way, right? And like, here's a great example. I was finally alone with somebody who I've been waiting to be alone with for a long time. And it was a warm, moonlit night on a beach. So romantic. Sand is abrasive, okay? Enough said, all right? Now, as time went on, you know, I knew a few more people, and I finally met my wife, who, I should add, vowed, I am not being here tonight when you tell that story, Dean. She said she's not going to be here. Okay, that's fine, all right? And so I met my wife, and I got married, and we settled down, and I thought, this is it. This is what being grown up is all about. You're married, you're sitting there, it's great. I got a legal outlet for the testosterone. It's just wonderful until the product of that urge is achieved, namely children. Now you got. I remember being at a party one time with some friends of ours, and this one woman there. She was a single mom with three kids, all under the age of six, right? And I was talking to her. I said, "Yeah, my wife's pregnant with our first kid, and we know that having a kid's going to change our lifestyle." And she just looked at me and smiled. She's like, "Change your lifestyle? No, Dean. It's going to change your fucking life. That's what's going to happen." Oh, yeah, and I thought, after kids, I thought, this is what being a grown-up is like. It's nothing but, you know, hectic days of sleepless nights, you know, of dealing with diapers and spit up and cleaning things up and feeding them. And then they get older, and you take them to preschool and take them to daycare and arrange play dates and go to doctor visits, testosterone, okay? And then you got to, you know, deal with soccer practice and basketball practice and baseball games. And then you're going, you know, to emergency room visits and then going to bagpipe practice and choir practice and testosterone. And then you're dealing with, you know, you want to have, deal with that bills and helping things out around the house, and you want to have quality time with your spouse, you know? And then it gets to the point where you have to make a date. You have to, like, plan to have a time with your spouse, right? It's either that or it's like being a teenager, right? And you're, instead of hiding from your parents to do illicit things, you're hiding from the kids, right? And it's like Sesame Street's on, okay? That's almost an hour. Come on, wait. What? You mean, what? Oh, the kids are away with their friends at the movies? That's cool. That's awesome. Wait, they're home early? Quick, clean up. Okay, wait. We're just reading books. That's all we're doing. And the kids walk in and they're like, what you guys have for dinner, man? What, a cheese fondue or what, you know? But now, as I approach my 55th year, I can kind of look back and see that, you know, we've done good. My kids are in college, and they're away, and they're good, decent, intelligent, great people on their way to being grown-ups. And life can still be hectic at times, but, you know, there's also times when I can relax. And for those of us that are lucky enough to have been married to the same spouse for decades, you know what I'm talking about when there's those delicious moments when testosterone and progesterone and romance all coincide. And you know each other. And you know what works. And you can relax. And you can just talk in the candlelight with a glass of wine and take your time and laugh and kiss and it just makes it so worth the wait to be grown up. Thank you.